Hey guys, so I just, you know, thought I'd have to comment on the recent events that took place a few days ago. Right now, Noah is on trial facing felony charges and up to 5 years in a state penitentiary. He was caught playing fetch with his dog again, and as a second time offender, there's... Oh god, I can't. That was as far as I could go.
You got a lot farther than me. Oh shit. Maybe that is what happens. Who the fuck knows?
That's true.
Where was the end game for this?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, what were you about to say?
Oh, I was just saying we were right on our last prediction.
Why would we be wrong now? We are the prophesizers of this terrible world.
I was gonna... The only other thing I thought of beforehand was that you also had bribery charges because you offered to show some skin to the judge. But I couldn't make it to that, and I wouldn't have gotten through it, so...
If it got me out of the $300, you fucking bet I'd do that.
Incredible. Incredible. This is the top quality entertainment that you come here for.
Yeah. This is what our advertisements pay for.
Yeah, exactly. Michelob Ultra. This is episode 73. It shouldn't be that hard to remember what episode it is, but it is
I remember it at that time.
Episode 73. Welcome back. We're doing another six pack like we did last time. We hope you liked the last six pack because we're doing a second one before you even hear it. So you're fucked if you didn't like it.
It's too late.
Yeah. Okay. This one is one I'm very excited for. This is movies we want to be made. So these are movies that don't exist, but we feel like should exist. I guess that's really all there is to it, you know? Obviously, we'd want these done, like, well.
Yeah. No, yeah. I might throw in, like, an actor who I think would be good in this role.
I said that,
but I actually put no thought in that, so I'll be making it up on the spot.
Very good.
But that'll be fun.
Well, it's honestly better that way.
Yeah, that's most of what this podcasting is you being very prepared and me just trying to get through it without embarrassing myself.
What are you drinking?
Michelob Ultra, still quality. It's slightly warm now at this point, but still 95 calories.
I think Ramsey's the second drank Michelob Ultra.
What was that?
Fuck. It's gonna sound so stupid because you didn't hear that. Never mind.
Ramsey's the second drink. I don't think I understand the reference.
The Pharaoh. Well, this sucks.
What the fuck is Ramsey from Game of Thrones? Is that what you're talking about?
No, the Egyptian king.
Who the hell knows the Egyptian kings? There's.
There's Ramses, and there's probably one other one. There's Cleopatra.
That's the one everybody knows, but she's a queen. Who the hell...
All right, fine. It was a bad reference. I apologize.
Ramsey.
I'm going to try again. King George...
I'm curious. I want to understand.
What? No, it's just... the joke was that he was in ancient Egypt times, so they didn't have Michelob Ultra. That's why it's a funny joke.
Oh, it's a super funny joke.
Yeah. I'm gonna try again. King George III drank Michelob Ultra. Yep. I knew it was a good one.
We got funny jokes here on this podcast.
I'm drinking Negroni again. It's still good. A week later. We literally finished the episode, and I put half of my drink in Negroni down, and a week later I came back, and I'm drinking it now.
Queen Elizabeth drinks Michelini.
She's alive, though. She plausibly could. That's the joke.
Oh boy.
Oh man. I liked you better when you were about to go to prison at the beginning of this podcast.
You'd be shocked how often I get told that.
Alrighty. Okay. Do you want me to go first this time, or do you want to go first?
You can lead us off.
Okay. So the sixth movie I most want to see is Ubik. I don't really know how to pronounce it. I think that's how it's pronounced. It's a book.
So you're not coming up with names for these movies?
I scared the shit out of you, didn't I?
You did. I felt like a loser.
No. I don't have titles. These are like subject matters. But this is just a book. It's one of my favorite books. It's by the author who he wrote the book that became the source material for Blade Runner, the Minority Report, Total Recall, like all the Adjustment Bureau was another one, a short story he wrote. So he's like a sci-fi author, but he's one of my favorite writers. And this is one of his best books, but he's had like most of his short stories and novels turned into movies, except this one. I don't really know why. I could look into it, but I chose not to, and instead just chose to be upset that it hasn't been made yet.
And that is your goddamn right. What's the book about?
It is hard to explain. It's about a... It's like a weird reality thing, like a funeral homes. You can like speak to the dead, and there's like this drug going around, and no one knows what it does. The drug is called Ubik, which is why the book is called Ubik.
Say no more. I'm in.
It's weird, but the way it ends ends on a note of like, I don't even know what was real. It's one of those. So it would be a great movie. But it's not a movie, so that therefore it's number six on my list.
Therefore, this qualifies to be talked about.
Yeah. What's your six?
All right, my six. And preface this: I suck, and I'm a loser, and I'm a fraud. So this is not my idea. Okay. Twitter has talked about this plenty of times. The Social Network sequel.
Oh, this like needs to be a movie. How he fucked over the world. Like the part
exactly.
Where the part where he ruined society.
He broke the United States democracy. You know? Like, who doesn't want to watch that? But it'd be so good. It just makes perfect sense. The first one was incredible. And then just so much shit has happened because Zuckerberg is the worst ever.
Yeah. He's broken, all democracies, almost. Like, more than ours. It's honestly incredible.
It would be impressive if not we didn't have to live through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's going to be an interesting chapter in like history books decades from now.
And he fucking loves he's going to be in history books, but nobody's going to like him.
Yeah, no. It's even stuff I didn't even think about or like know about comes up as like bad shit he did, which is like in the Philippines, he like helped get their dictator elected because he offered free internet to their country, but like basically only Facebook. And so, so the Philippine, like, who's basically their dictator now, he was just like, oh, well, I'm just going to lie on this, and they can't fact check it because they have no other internet. And so he just like spread a bunch of lies on Facebook as like fact. And, now he's, threatening to declare martial law and shit. It's just impeccable.
It's like not even like it really is. He did it.
Yeah,
it's good for him. But
such
a
chef's kiss Zuckerberg moment. Yeah,
and at least we get memes about how stupid and ugly he is.
Yeah,
and and at least we get movies about how he's just fucking sucks.
I'm glad when that movie came out, like people were like a little unsure of like how it portrayed him. But I'm so glad. Like, it honestly didn't go hard enough. Now,
yeah.
I think.
No, absolutely. he was, like, somewhat sympathetic at one point.
Yeah.
And he doesn't deserve that.
No, he doesn't. All right. Number five is going to be a a biopic, but like a movie about the Yardbirds, the band.
The band.
Yeah.
Is that the one? Is that the one with like Eric Clapton was in there for a little bit, and
Jimmy
then
Page, Jeff Beck. They were all the guitarists. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be good. That would. I don't know much about this story though.
Me either. That's why we need a movie to tell us. Because God forbid I do the research.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel more confident about my list.
Yeah. No. Well, no. I just think it'd be interesting because, like, if you know that you have Jimmy Page show up, and then Jeff Beck, and then Eric Clapton. Like, they were the revolving guitarists, and then like Led Zeppelin started as the New Yardbirds. That was like their first name, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Do you know the story of why Led Zeppelin's name Led Zeppelin?
I don't remember it, but remind me.
So like Jimmy Page and Robert Plant were partying with Keith Moon, the drummer from The Who, and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna make a band," and Keith Moon's response was, "That's gonna go down like a Led Zeppelin."
Yeah.
And it didn't.
No, it did the opposite. Very much so.
It floated like a real Zeppelin.
Like a real Zeppelin. Like a workable Zeppelin.
Fully functional.
All right, what's your number 5?
I watched that movie, though.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
All right, what's your 5th?
All right, my 5th is Imagine. This is based on a true story. So there was a man back in the 1850s-ish, I believe, that tried to save Abraham Lincoln from assassination. And spoiler alert, he failed. and he sustained serious injuries in this attempt. And it kind of scarred him, right? He experienced crazy guilt. And he started going crazy, and he tried to kill his wife and children.
It's just not good. I just won't do.
And when his wife tried to stop him, of course, he fatally shot and stabbed her, and then stabbed himself over and over again. And then when the police found him, he mumbled something about how people were behind the pictures on the walls. So I'm imagining like a crazy intellectual, psychological horror story, thriller, if you will.
I like that.
I watched the shit out of that. You get like fucking I don't know who, like who'd be good in that role. I'm thinking like Joaquin Phoenix, but that's kind of because Joker, and we were talking about him earlier tonight.
Yeah, but he does do like crazy well.
He does do crazy very well.
Who would be good? I mean, like now I'm just thinking of different Jokers, like Heath Ledger. He's obviously not alive.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, let's just name all the Jokers. I'm going to name one non-Joker.
That's our goal.
I'm struggling. What about that?
You can put Brad Pitt in any movie and it'll be better. Maybe Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt's going to play the lead in my next one. But so he can't do yours. I don't think he would be in like a horror. I'm trying to think of who would be. Oh, what about he might be too young. The guy from Hereditary.
Ooh, he would be good. Yeah, he might be too young. But that'll be a good pick.
Yeah. All right. Well, we did it. We named one non-Joker.
we didn't say his name, but we named him.
Did you know that his mole is real?
No, I did not.
It just always blew my mind. Because, like, it was like Hereditary was the first thing I saw him in, and his mole is, like, kind of part of the plot. Not, like, a big part. But, it's somewhat relevant. And then I saw him in something else, and he had the mole, and I was like, he still has the fucking mole! Which confused everyone else around me, but... alright. Number 4... it'd obviously be fictionalized, but a sensationalized, fictionalized version of this man's story starring Brad Pitt the D.B. Cooper movie.
Oh, hell yeah. And that's a great casting job,
yeah.
dude. That's
yes.
fantastic.
Yes.
I don't know where it would go, because you can take it. We don't know anything about him. You could take it so many places.
Right, but you just have like that core idea of just the sleek criminal, you know, the sly criminal.
Does him jumping out of a plane and stealing all that money happen in the beginning of the movie or the end of the movie?
I think that's like the climax. I think it's near the end.
Yeah.
And then like you have a shot of like Brad Pitt in a Hawaiian shirt in like Mexico in like sunglasses. Kind of like I'm imagining basically rip off the last scene of Silence of the Lambs, but with Brad Pitt after he jumped out of an airplane.
Yeah.
I just want that as
a
movie.
A better version of Silence of the Lambs,
basically,
is what you're saying?
Yeah.
A notoriously average movie.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your fourth?
My fourth is do you know the story of John Brown?
No.
So I heard his story on a podcast. And I want to say there needs to be about 100. Okay, so this story, he is a abolitionist of slavery person. That's the word. He's also white, so there needs to be about 100 movies about black people doing this before his movie needs to get made, because obviously a white person doing a movie about a white person.
That's exactly what we need, Noah, the white savior movie. You're right.
Not what there needs to be way more movies about this. But this guy is really fucking cool. He like was technically a terrorist to the United States because he was killing slavery and like doing it like purposely to like he was killing slave owners. But he was just this crazy guy that imagine like a Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec, but like religious, you know, like he was very religiously bent. But he was like kind of had that stoic kind of like more moral compass type of deal. But yeah, he, like this dude, like he was also like really cool. Like a lot of abolitionists were also racist themselves. They're just like people shouldn't be slaves, or they like look down on black people. But like Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass was like, that's the coolest white person I've met. Like, cause he actually treated them completely like, not completely, but he treated them the most like equals that other quote unquote woke white people did. And then he killed, and went down and like tried to start a war with the South and like brought an army down and fucking killed some slave holders.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Again, give me like 50, 60, 70, 100 movies of black people fighting against slavery.
Let's cancel everything Frederick Douglass related in production and
put this to the top.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's good. Side note, I thought of the perfect casting for your Lincoln Savior Gone Wrong movie. Rainn Wilson.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
He kind of just feels like he's from 1800s.
That's exactly what I thought. Like, he's basically from that time anyway.
Absolutely. I think Clint Eastwood would be a good John Brown.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Like, old white guy.
Yeah. I don't think he was that old, but yeah.
Yeah.
Two of my movies so far are taking place in the 1850s, which is kind of wild.
What about Brian Cox? He's the dad in Succession.
Oh, that would be good too. That would be good. That dude, yeah. And to keep the Irish accent too.
Oh, was he Irish, or is he just Irish in this version?
He's just Irish in this version.
Okay, for sure. Okay. My third. I love this one so much. A Joey Chestnut biopic. The Competitive Eater.
I can't believe I didn't think of that one. God damn it.
It's right there for the taking. You have some like intense eating scenes
Okay, and I imagine you have like the vibe of the movie, but let me just say,
yeah,
Will Ferrell leads, and the movie completely changes for the better.
You're right. No, so that is okay. That's a take. That is a take. You can go. You can do the Adam McKay, Will Ferrell, and then it just like improv comedy based on basically like it's like semi-pro but competitive eating. That's what yes. I'm imagining you're thinking, which would be fucking awesome, and probably better than like a serious biopic on Joey Chestnut. So you're right. I think I'm scrapping it. It's more of yeah. Let's do that. Let's do it.
I'd watch the shit out of the movie. I would really, really look forward to that movie.
Oh, I would too. Yeah, because he's already done. He's done like that's basically all of his best. Like Anchorman is like TV news, but Will Ferrell. Fucking yeah. Blades of Glory is figure skating, but Will Ferrell. Semi Pro is the ABA, but Will Ferrell.
Other guys is cops, but Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Fucking. Here's another one. Even this, the last one that just came out is Eurovision, but Will Ferrell.
Have you seen that yet?
I haven't. Is it? I've heard mixed things, but I feel like it's like one of those like the Will Ferrell fans like it, but I don't know. I don't know. I haven't watched it.
That and I feel like that's every Will Ferrell movie is people are kind of mixed on it, and then it just becomes a classic.
I recently learned that there's like, you know, respectable people who hate semi-pro, and it blew my mind. And what? I'm like, what? This is like, it's arguably what, it's honestly one of my favorite Will Ferrells. I think it's so underrated.
It is so, I was actually watching that a couple of weeks ago. It is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
The scene where they're at the poker table and they have the gun and they're all pretending to shoot, shoot themselves in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. No, that movie is so fucking good.
But yeah, so a Joey Chestnut, Will Ferrell version. I like it. That's my third pick.
That was my pick. I don't know how this movie would work, but I want... You know the movie Her? We talked about this earlier.
Yeah,
The one where Scarlett Johansson's a robot and Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with her and Amy Adams in it too.
I wanted to hate that movie so bad, but I watched it and it was kind of good.
It was really good, and Amy Adams is great in everything.
Like, I heard what it was about, and I saw the commercial, and I was like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. I'm not watching that. But
it's such a dumb plot. This plot's going to be even dumber.
Oh,
I want
boy.
This movie, but I want it from her perspective. Give me Scarlett Johansson's perspective.
How, though? She's not real.
That's a very good question.
Like,
I don't
what
know.
Would we look at during the movie?
I really don't know. I really don't know how it would work.
Maybe it's just like an avant-garde, like abstract film with like Scarlett Johansson talking over the top.
That would make it better and more sense. That would be practical. But I want more. I want it to be simple.
You just want like an hour and a half of like a phone in the middle of the frame at all times, and.
Yes. because like I'm thinking like at some point in the movie we find out she's like dating a bunch of people. So like it could be like that and we're just in her head, or maybe it's like a similar movie but we're just in her head the whole time. I don't really know. The abstract thing probably makes some more sense, but I'll just be
no,
curious.
No, I like it. I like where we're going with this. All right. We're on to our second picks.
Yeah.
Okay. My second is okay. You saw The Disaster Artist, right?
Oh, I did not. No.
You didn't, but you know what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a movie about The Room, like the making of The Room, but it's like a comedy. I want a version of The Disaster Artist but for Maximum Overdrive.
Yes. Holy shit. Right. Yes.
Like a dramatized version of the making of the greatest film ever made. I can't believe we haven't done it yet.
Oh my god. Fuck yeah. I can't imagine the chaos and just truckloads of cocaine.
Like, who is playing coked out Stephen King?
I think there's so many options. I think Leo would fucking crush it. He might be a little too old.
Ooh.
But a young Leo.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Who would be like... Leo might be like... Because this would be like a comedy. I don't know. Who would play like coked out Emilio Estevez?
Okay, you're imagining a comedy. Okay.
Yeah, because Disaster Artist is like a
that
funny...
is the question, right?
Yeah.
He's got to be young. Oh, Timothée Chalamet maybe?
As the Emilio Estevez character?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could do it. He could do it for sure.
Or Tom Holland, I think that would be kind of funny.
You know, Tom Holland, he could do that. I really easily imagine him with that look from the movie. And that I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to shake that.
Yeah. No, I don't. And I just want to see him doing a fuck ton of cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who's going to play Wanda?
Wanda.
Because I think it should be Rebel Wilson.
Oh, yes.
It's too obvious.
Absolutely. That's an incredible casting job. Incredible casting job.
She'd just be so perfect.
I'm trying to think of who would play Stephen King now.
Yeah, because that'd be someone a little older. What? So
Adam Sandler?
Ooh.
Like if you got that's good a good Adam pull. Sandler,
I think that would be a good one. Do you think so? In the Disaster Artist, they like go through kind of like specifically the making of some of the famous scenes and lines. Like a few, like there's maybe a handful of them. What would be like the 3 to 5 scenes that would have to be like that, done like that in this movie?
Oh man, I mean, it's a tough question because there's just so many good scenes.
I know.
Classic. I mean, you gotta have the you can't do this,
right?
We made you.
Yeah, especially if you're able to bag a Rebel Wilson for that, then
you gotta
do it.
So that one is 100%. I think the drawbridge scene would be one, because just that must have just gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, you know? And that you have to do the lawnmower scene, I would think, because that was remember that's when they hurt that guy's eye.
Yes, 100%.
I don't know. Maybe like the. What are like some of the great lines? Like, I guess like the you'd have to do some Connie and Curtis stuff.
I forgot about them. What a good movie. Should we just do another podcast?
Maximum Overdrive Part 3, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I think the opening, their introduction would be a good one to dive deep into.
Yeah, like the Curtis, is he dead?
Who would play Connie?
That's a great question.
Who could do that?
Who would play Connie? I don't know.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Those are, incredibly. I'm trying to think of, like, actresses that like, around, that could play, like, Connie's age in the movie.
Maybe it's because I've been watching a lot of Veep, but like a young Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm thinking I don't know like who... I don't know what
nobody
type...
Nobody better than actually her in the movie. That's the thing.
I'm struggling with Connie, because, like, the Rebel Wilson Wanda thing is like, that's what Rebel Wilson plays in every movie, basically. Like, in, but yeah. Her, she does it in comedies, not like what's supposed to be a serious horror movie. Connie,
but
I don't.
Nobody does what Connie does.
No one does. Like, yeah, like I'm trying to think of an actress like who would be in this type of movie and could do that, and I just I can't think of. I'm only thinking of good actresses. Which, like, a good, I guess a good actress could do Connie, but, like, I don't know. I think it'd be off-putting. It'd have to be someone, I don't know. I can't think of it.
For it to work, it'd almost be, have to be somebody as bad of an actress as Connie is.
Yeah. But Curtis is Michael Cera.
Oh, yes. No problem. No question. Well done.
I think you could, like, do, like, if you had like a, if this was a big enough production, which I'm assuming it would be, like this would be the hottest movie, you know, hottest script in Hollywood when someone writes it. You could get like Will Ferrell as just Duncan or something like that. Like the, I gotta find my boy.
Yeah. And Will Ferrell would nail that part.
Yeah.
He just kind of, cause he's at his best when he just comes in for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I gotta find my boy.
Yeah, he was meant to play that part. Who would play the kid?
I'm 90% sure he said that line. Who would play the kid? It's tough because he was so young. I don't know a lot of kid actors.
Yeah. I don't know if I know it.
Who would play the boss?
Oh, that is the question. Jack Black? Larry David?
Oh, Jack Black. Jack Black needs to be in this movie. I don't...
Of course he does. Like, yeah.
I don't know if... No, he could do the boss.
Jack Black, in some way, the movie, like, AC/DC should be in the movie, and Jack Black should be one of the band members, and also the boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, this has Jack Black written all over it.
Who would play the, I can't remember her name, but the love interest.
Brett?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause she didn't do a whole, like, you know, she doesn't have as many iconic scenes.
No, she just,
I feel like in a movie like this, she would be a lesser character, even though in the movie itself, she was a more amazing.
That's a good point. That's
be
true.
More like Wanda and Connie in a you know, in a joke movie about the making of it. Yeah, a lot to think about there.
It's all I can think about now. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. What's your second pick?
My second. Have you ever seen the movie The Nice Guys?
I don't think so. I think I confuse it often with The Other Guys. That's their fault for naming it too similar.
I could not agree more. Not a good name, because I actually do the same thing. But The Nice Guys, it's a buddy cop movie with Ryan Gosling.
It's also a buddy cop movie? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, it is.
They, what came first?
The Other Guys did.
So a buddy cop movie called The Other Guys was made. And they were like, we're making a buddy cop movie. Let's name it The Nice Guys.
Yes.
And everyone said, okay.
That's exactly what happened.
Is it a comedy? Or is it...
Yes!
It's a... Oh, fuck off. No way.
It's like... It's a comedy, and it's also like... It's like a... It's a buddy... Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
It's like a mystery, but also a comedy.
So they made... They wrote a script called The Nice Guys. And a movie called in the best version of the story, like maybe the script has been like around for a while, you know, one of those things where it's like been stuck for like decades. But The Other Guys comes out, And then they're like, what are we going to name this movie? And they're like, well, it's The Nice Guys. And the people distributing the movie are like, yes.
Yeah, that's probably why it didn't do too hot in the box office.
Yeah, because everyone's like, why are they re-releasing this movie that came out called The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Does it take place in the same universe?
No, it doesn't. No, not at all. I mean, that one thing, The Other Guys takes place in New York. This one takes place in L.A. in like the 60s or 70s. So it's got that going for it.
All right. Well, okay, yeah. So what about The Nice Guys?
Yes, I lost my head of steam a little bit. but it's not, so it's a buddy cop with Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. But they're also not cops, they're PIs. So okay. You don't have to root for cops, which is a plus.
Okay.
And then it's funny and enjoyable. It makes you happy, it makes you sad. Mm-hmm. It's not like a pure comedy where it's like they're just going for laughs, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's some heartfelt moments in there and there's some sad moments. And there's a lot of laughter. Then they solve a mystery.
Okay.
And teased a sequel at the end, but it just never came.
Oh, really? When did it come out?
And it deserved a sequel. I don't know. It came out like probably like 5 or 6 years ago. 2016.
I'm going to have to watch it. I'll make sure I watch the right one and don't accidentally watch the other guys.
It's a fun movie. A lot of people will like. It's like the type of movies like, oh, they don't make movies like that anymore. It would be a Netflix movie if it came out today.
Are Dirty Mike and the Boys in it?
Oh, if only. If only. But it, no, I guess never mind.
Okay. Well, I'll watch it. I'll watch it and yeah. So just The Nice Guys too. The Nicer Guys.
Yes, it already has the name. Boom. And we already got the casting because he's still Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe.
The Other Nice Guys.
No, I mean, that'd be too confusing. Come on.
Okay. So do you have any honorable mentions? I have some.
Oh, I'm much too much of a loser to have honorable mentions for this.
All right. Well, I'll just read through them. So we got one of these, but it was very bad because they didn't get the rights to this guy's music. But we need a real Hendrix biopic. Because we need
one. They try to make a Hendrix biopic without the music of Hendrix.
They made a hit. It came out. It exists. It had the makings of glory. Andre 3000 is Hendrix in it.
Oh, I heard about this. Isn't he actually really good?
Yeah, it's just the movie kind of sucks because they can't use Hendrix songs because they didn't get permission from his estate.
Why would you ever make him?
I don't know.
That's just dumb.
That seems like step one to me, you know? Like, we're making a Hendrix biopic. Let's get permission from the estate.
And you then, just stop once you get a no from them.
Yeah, which they asked and they were turned down. I don't know why. I don't really know, like, what goes into those decisions, but the Hendrix estate said no, and they said, we're making this fucking movie anyway. And that was, you know. Anyway, a real Hendrix biopic is necessary, and I would like to see it. My next honorable mention, I just wrote Donut Contest. No. Okay.
No, what is it?
I don't know. I just wrote Donut Contest.
Oh, you don't know? Okay.
Yeah, so it could be like a contest. I mean, that veers a little too close to the Joey Chestnut thing. It could be like a making a donut contest. I don't know. Movie route donuts.
In like small town America, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Donut contest.
There's like, so at one point someone's like, why are you making the donuts and not your wife? That type of movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like trying to save the town or something.
Yeah. Okay. A movie about storm chasers. I'm almost...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need to know anything more, but yeah, I'm in.
Just that. A Tales of the Black Freighter movie. So I recently read the Watchmen, like the graphic novel. And in the graphic novel, there's like, the graphic novel itself gets like kind of meta, or very meta at times. But there's like a comic within the comic, which is about this pirate story that just kind of happens in the background. And it doesn't happen in the movie that was made, the Watchmen movie, and it's not referenced in the show. But they should just do a movie on that, because it's good enough. It's just a pirate movie, basically. But, you know.
That's such a fucking flex to, like, put a comic book in a comic book,
it's
still being really good.
That's basically the whole graphic novel. If you it's just, like, a bunch of them doing that, where it's just like, oh, like, I'll just, you know. Because it's like there's like this kid on the sidewalk, and it'll just be like one panel of him, and then like it'll just be pirate stuff with like, and it looks like it's like semi, it's drawn semi out of focus, so you can tell it's like not in. Yeah, it's really cool, but yeah, they just do shit like that, and the story itself is like, I think, good enough that they you could build a movie around it. Anyway, a movie. Like a dramatized version, a movie of Kurt Gibson's home run in the 1988 World Series. I'm just going to move on. I think everyone knows. Well, yeah.
I know all about that, so we don't need to talk about it.
This is an idea that unfortunately didn't make the list, but it was like when I was just trying to... this. It's in line with my donut contest when I was just like throwing any idea out there. But yeah. I thought of a Soup Man and Bread Boy, like a superhero movie.
Oh my god, you texted me this. Read it. It's so good.
So Soup Man shoots any type of soup from his eyes and fingers, and it comes out of his eyes and fingers at pressure washer speeds, or varying speeds from like pressure washer to speeds great enough for him to like physically propel himself. And then Bread Boy is his trusty sidekick. And he can stretch his arms and legs into long, hard baguettes.
And give us money, Hollywood.
And they fight crime. He's basically Iron Man, but with soup.
I was half expecting this to be your number one.
I went back and forth, you know. Yeah. I did think of a villain. His villain would be the French Dipper, which is like a sandwich-based villain.
Oh my fucking god, that's genius.
You know,
I want to see a low budget play on this.
That's true. That's its best medium. You're right. I don't want to say more, mainly because I don't want people to know how long I thought about Soup Man and Bread Boy, but also I don't want anyone to steal it, you know? Like, I know, yeah. Hollywood's listening, so.
In 2 years, we're going to see a movie on this, and we're going to be pissed.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be fucking livid. The trailer's going to start with a man just shooting clam chowder out of his fingers, and I'm going to be... Fuck! You fuckers!
It's going to be, like, something clam chowder, like, hero, you know? They're only going to be clam chowder.
Yeah, just Chowder Man. Enough. Yeah.
Chowder Man. God, you're just busting these out.
Listen, I can talk super-related superheroes all day. So.
You have an expertise.
Right. Those were all the ideas I wrote. I mean, I also wrote down a couple other things, but they're not worth talking about, really.
Nothing like Soup Man.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I wrote, one of them was a movie where everyone wears hilariously large hats, and it's not explained.
I love it.
I don't know what the plot is. Could be anything.
No, I imagine it would be like a super somber and like kind of depressing movie.
Yeah, like a noir, like 60s LA. Yeah.
Like Chinatown, but huge floppy hats.
Exactly. Exactly. It'd have to be a serious movie, though. And it couldn't be like a biopic or something. It'd have to just be like a serious drama.
Yeah. Marriage Story, but huge floppy hats.
Yeah, exactly. Like Adam Driver with just a fucking fucking floppy Abe Lincoln style hat throughout the whole fucking movie, and it's just never addressed.
Who says no?
Not me.
Not I.
All right. I think we're down to our last ones. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I will. I know you're excited about yours.
I'm very excited about mine.
Mine would be a biopic about the Rube.
Oh! Yes!
Rube Waddle.
Okay, I know, okay.
Right?
Mine is not that, and I see why you think we might have picked the same one. But we didn't, which is good. But you are absolutely correct. I can't believe I didn't think of this. But yes, please go on.
This dude was a baseball player. This is in the 20s, and you can go more into. He was a really good baseball player, but he was fucking insane. He would miss. So there's a podcast about him, and I'm gonna try to do a little bit off the podcast, a little bit off this website. But he would miss regular games regularly. Because he was off fishing, we're playing marbles, and he would disappear for days at a time. And he was once found leading a parade on Main Street, or wrestling with an alligator. He would be pitching on the mound and often take off running after fire trucks because he fucking loved fire trucks so much.
Didn't he start wearing like red under his uniform so he could just take it off and like run after to join the firemen?
Yes, he did. That's exactly what he did. What else do you remember him doing?
I remember. Didn't he? It might have been the alligator wrestling, but didn't he have like an insane off-season job? Like he like wrangled alligators or like fought bears or something like something like batshit insane. But that was like what he did to make money in the off-season.
Just yeah, incredibly dangerous. Yeah. And then he would just get blasted, and he would like fell. He at one time he got so drunk he just slept on the pitching mound in the middle of a game.
Didn't he also like? He also got easily distracted by like shiny objects. So like, opposing fans would start bringing like spoons and pans to games to try and distract him while he's pitching, and it like worked.
Yeah. Oh my god. He also like would show up to games late and just walk through the stands and like take people's beers and chug it.
Oh yeah, that was the most legendary part of that podcast when he wouldn't go through the players' entrance. He would just walk through the front gate and like through the fans and just go to the pitcher's mound. And yeah, he would like be taking people's beers and like chugging them down and shit.
The dude was a fucking legend in every sense of the word. Was also an insanely talented player. He was one of the best pitchers of all time.
Yeah, he was. He out-dueled Cy Young famously once. They like he pitched like, I don't know, it was more than 9 innings. Those were in the days where like if you were the pitcher, you just pitched till the game ended regardless of how bad that is for your arm. So he
did.
I think they like had this like 15 inning duel that was like a 1-0 game that Rube won. He was legitimately good. That's why he stayed despite all. You have to imagine how good this man has to be for all those things we just described, and he was still playing at a professional level.
Yeah, you had to be the best.
Yeah.
I'd watch the shit out of that. It would be epic. It would be the movie I look forward to most in the year.
Who plays him?
That's the question.
So like, right? Will Ferrell's an obvious one. I think John C. Reilly would be as well.
Oh, John C. Reilly would be really good.
Outside of those guys, though.
Outside of those guys. I think, like, a younger Tom Hanks, you know?
Yeah.
Or a Christian Bale could be good. No, he might be too good. Like, I feel like it's got... It's got to be John C. Reilly. I think that is the perfect casting.
God, that movie would be incredible. Wow, I'm stunned. I can't believe I didn't even think of that. That's a great pull.
I was like 90% sure we were both gonna think of that one.
No, mine though is also baseball related, and it honestly has a very similar feel to yours. But Noah, my number one, I'm very excited for this, by the way. Are you familiar with the Cleveland Indians 10-cent beer night that happened in the 70s?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, no.
They had a 10-cent beer night. This was a game that happened in 1974. The promotion was you got 10-cent beers for they're 12 ounces. There was no limit on the number you could get during the game, but there was a limit. You could only get 6 per purchase. The game was
hold on. That's even worse because they thought of a limit. They're like, let's send a limit here, but they were just way off.
The game was ultimately forfeited due to a riot caused by the intoxicated crowd. I also have to reiterate, this is a real thing that happened. Like, I'm not making any of this up. They also didn't cut off. There was no, like, they were selling beers the whole time. Like, they didn't even like now you can't buy beers after like the seventh inning or whatever. Like in football games, it's like the third quarter or whatever. They you could buy beers the whole time. So I'm gonna read some stuff from it. There's articles on it, and I'm pulling mostly from this Bleacher Report article. So first off, twice as many fans as they anticipated showed up to the game. And by the way, so it's 10 cents in 1974. I'll do the quick math on that. But the regular price was 65 cents. So you could buy 6 beers for the normal price, which, like, imagine what that is now.
So that'd be like $2.
Yeah, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's probably less than $2.70 just because beers are $15 at a fucking
game. Yeah, I'm gonna do math real quick. 1974.
I can't believe they set it 6 per purchase, but they didn't like set total.
Okay, no. So in 2020, so 10 cents in 1974 is 52 cents in 2020. So 50 cent beers.
Holy fucking shit. Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, no.
What a bad idea.
Oh yeah. Bad shit, like the fans were acted up pretty much the whole game. it ends triumphantly, but like during the game, like I guess there was a woman who like ran and like flashed the batter in the on deck circle and like tried to kiss the umpire, and then like a naked dude later that inning ran to the field and like slid into second base, and like all of that shit. There were people like running on the field and mooning, you know, throughout the game.
Of course.
But then, like, things took a dark turn later in the game. At one point, one of the Cleveland players, like, hit a line drive that, like, hit the pitcher, like, and went right back at him, you know? And he fell to the ground. And I guess the crowd started chanting, "Hit him again."
That is dark.
Yeah. As the game continued to progress, we're not even at the crescendo yet. They started throwing like hot dogs and shit at the Texas dugout. And then the game actually was forfeited in the ninth inning, in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was tied. It was a tied game. But this is when the riot starts. And it is a riot. So a fan runs on the field and tries to steal one of the Texas Rangers players' hats.
Yes.
The fan, or the player, like, confronts the fan, or, like, goes to confront the fan and, like, get his fucking hat back. But he, like, tripped and fell. The Texas manager thought he was attacked, like, from his vantage point, or, like, out of the corner of his eye. He couldn't really see what happened. So he thought the fan came out and, like, attacked his player and shoved him to the ground. So he and all the Texas players charged onto the field with bats to defend the players. Okay.
No.
The intoxicated fans, like, still in the stands at this point, thought to retaliate, and this is a sentence from the Bleacher Report article that I will read gleefully. Most of the intoxicated fans had knives, chains, and portions of the stadium seats that they had ripped off. Okay, so you have the Rangers with bats running onto the field. You have fans with chains, knives, and just portions of seats that they've ripped from the stadium. They are now also going onto the field. And you can imagine how this is going to end. The Cleveland manager, thinking that the Rangers' lives were endangered, told his players to grab bats to help them out.
That's not how I thought this was going to end. The last thing I thought.
Rioters then began throwing chairs onto the field, one of which hit a player, and I believe he got injured from that. There was fist fights breaking out. There's basically a brawl that happened on the field. Fans ran on the field. They stole bases. They pelted players with cups, rocks, bottles, hot dogs, radio batteries, popcorn containers, and folding chairs. That's a sentence in this article. A riot squad eventually showed up and ended the brawl. The umpire also ultimately called the game a forfeit in favor of Texas. The ump himself had been cut in the head with a stadium seat, but also suffered a cut on his hand from a flying rock. The president of the American League said later, there was no question the beer played a part in the riot.
Oh, that's hysterical. Also better, if that happened today, whoever spoke to that would be like, we don't know what played a part in what.
Yeah, exactly. More people need to know about this.
How is that not hugely famous? That's incredible.
Yeah. And more than anything, I want to see it. I don't know. So when... I mean, obviously, like, the riot and all that is shown in the movie. But, like, where does it start? Does it start with, like, them planning this and thinking it's a great idea? Or do we just, like... No, I think we'd have to get some scene of that. Just so we know what's going on.
Yeah, no, I have the entire movie formulated in my head.
Please
show already. Me. All right, so the first scene is the people planning it, right? Yeah. And them thinking that's a great idea. And then the one person being like, wait, this is fucking stupid. And objecting. And then they all laugh at this person. And it goes on. And then, like, the title credits run, you know, we see whatever the movie's called on the screen. That's, like, the prelude to what's about to happen. And then the rest of the movie... is like, so you know, like Magnolia or Crash or all or
yes, a Crash version of the Cleveland Beer Night Riot,
where it's like what's that Christmas movie?
It's like, I think of It's a Wonderful Life.
No, not It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, the whole, so like, do you know what it is?
No, I think I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name.
Hugh Grant, isn't it?
I know. Oh,
Love Actually. So yes. Like Crash and Love Actually and Magnolia. You know how it's like a bunch of different storylines that don't really ever cross except for sometimes?
Yeah.
And you just watch it. That's what this movie is. So like you have like a father and a son and who go there. You have like a bunch of people just trying to get drunk. You know,
you'll have like the one person who's like concerned and like against drinking.
Exactly. And you'll have the lady who flashed her tits. You'll have, like, one storyline will be the Texas bench, one storyline will be Cleveland's bench, and you'll just follow these storylines as things escalate to the riot when just shit hits the fan, and you just see all these people go, like, deal with this fucking shit. It would be so good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That is it. That's like, yeah, you get the different perspectives. Yeah, I want this movie more than anything. I mean, I really basically threw out this suggestion just for this.
And yes, that movie is not just like us thinking it, like coming up with fun ideas. That's a good fucking movie.
The world needs to know. The world needs to know about 10 Cent Beer Night. I'm upset that I feel like I'm in the minority of people who know about 10 Cent Beer Night. It's very important to me that more people know about 10 Cent Beer Night.
It's a goddamn travesty. Because whoever thought of that, it's a miracle nobody died.
Yeah, I think, see. I don't know. No one died. I think 9 fans were arrested. It's just basically like bruises and cuts and stuff from like getting hit with the projected objects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you could have a drunk like college or high school people that like are just getting trashed, you know, and like maybe they do something terrible, and then there's so many possibilities. This movie would be so fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 Cent Beer Night. I don't know what it's be called, but
it could be called that.
Could be called 10 Cent Beer Night. It's just what gets me is like is a couple of things. Like the image of like the players like just wield bats at one point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then the other team's like, we need to protect them. We need to also wield bats.
It's kind of poetic for this country we live in.
Yeah. And, like, the idea that, like, people were so drunk they were, like, ripping the seats out to throw.
Yeah. Just a fucking angry mob. Oh, yeah, my God.
But most of the intoxicated fans had knives, chains, and portions of the stadium seats that they had ripped off. That might be my favorite sentence in anything.
Why the hell did they bring knives to this?
Yeah.
This wasn't the 20s.
Yeah. No, they knew. They knew. Yeah. Alright. 10 Cent Beer Night. Yes. Hollywood, I know you're listening.
You can steal this one just because we want to see it.
Yeah. No, please steal this one. Alright. What?
True history of America.
Right. Let's recap. What were your 6 movies you want to see made?
The Social Network sequel, Not My Proudest Moment. Man Who Tried to Save Lincoln. Oh, jeez, the hiccups. The John Brown, Her from the Phone's perspective. That's what I've written down.
Uh-huh, I follow.
The Nice Guys 2 and The Rube.
Alright, and then the mine was a film adaptation of Ubik, some sort of biopic on the Yardbirds, a D.B. Cooper sensationalized movie with Brad Pitt, a Will Ferrell version of Competitive Eating / a Joey Chestnut story.
That might be our second best movie behind the 10 Cent Beer Night.
Well, yeah, and then The Disaster Artist, but for Maximum Overdrive.
That'd be good.
And then 10 Cent Beer Night. Do you have your Fuck This Thing ready?
Not yet.
Okay, I have mine up. My Fuck This Thing is... Okay, so at the time of recording, the NBA is still ramping up. I actually think the season actually might be starting by the time this comes out. Yeah, the season will have started by the time this, or the whatever they're calling the seeding games is how they're phrasing it. But whatever. The season will restart theoretically by the time this comes out. But right at the time of recording, they're still ramping up, and like there's players, they're practicing in the bubble and stuff, and they're gonna start scrimmages soon. My fuck this thing is when people get way too excited about a player who's not known for shooting threes, tweeting a practice video of him making like 2 threes in a row. I'm over it. I'm tired of it. People always way overreact to them. I saw one of Giannis, and it's like, yeah, that would be scary. But like, also, it like I've seen this story so many times, and it's never what people think it is. Like NBA players are really good.
Basketball players can hit threes when nobody's guarding them.
Yeah, they're really good at basketball.
Yeah,
like, and that's part of it. Like, you know.
Like everything changes when you have like a 6'5" person in front of you.
Yeah, so I'm over it. I don't. You know, it's fine. Like, it's really the reaction more than the tweeting out a video of someone, whatever.
Yeah,
but it's also kind of both. But yeah, that's my fuck this thing.
Yeah, because the players know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's annoying as shit. Everybody just overreacts.
Yeah.
I'm proud of this one. Fuck this thing. Deodorant. Fuck deodorant. Why do we have deodorant?
Well,
guess what? If we as a people decided, hey, let's all stop using deodorant, you know what would happen? Let me tell you. There'd be a month where everybody smelled like shit. And then we'd adjust and we'd be fine. And we wouldn't have to wear deodorant anymore. It's not natural. We'd get used to our smells. And we would save $5 every, month and a half. You know?
Yeah, there's something about this. I'm not sure if I fully get on board with this. It sounds to me like you just don't want to wear deodorant.
No, I don't want to wear deodorant. And nobody should. It's why do we have it? Wore it, it would be normal to not wear it, and we'd all be fine with it.
This is like when I had like the idea of like there wouldn't be traffic if everyone just agreed to drive the same speed.
Yes. it's quite
equally impractical and
this is never gonna happen because that month would be rough. You know, that month
it's
suck.
The getting everyone on board thing.
That's
getting
the challenging
on
part.
The same page.
But if everybody was on board, I think most people would be like, "That makes total sense." You know, because it's only gonna be nasty for a little bit, and then you get used to it, and then it's fine. then everybody's just living their best life. And we don't have to worry about putting on deodorant every morning.
Are you sure that everyone would just adjust as, like, a culture? I'm not convinced of this.
I think there'd be outliers, for sure. I'm not
That's
I'm
the
not
part
naive.
That's hanging me up, I'm going to be honest.
I think just because people are stubborn, I do think most people would be like, hey, it's what it is, you know? I mean, maybe that would... Honestly, it would be healthier. It would force people to eat better.
Yeah,
you know? A lot of reasons people smell is because they have bad diets. It would force people to have better hygiene, you know? Like, if anything, be a net positive in terms of who we are.
Right. Yeah, I just don't...
I've convinced myself even more of this.
That's what's concerning me. No, yeah, I mean, of all your fuck this things, that's certainly one of them.
that's more a validation than I thought I was gonna get.
All right, well, we are winding this down. This was fun. We will be back with another thing. Maybe it'll be a movie, maybe it'll be an album, maybe it'll be a fuck this thing, or not a fuck this thing,
Fuck you, deodorant.
Yeah, a six pack. Or it'll be something, none of those things. It may just be us talking about 10 cent beer night for an hour. Who knows?
Honestly, that deserves its own episode.
It kind of does. But with that, fuck deodorant. Fuck those getting over hype for a player, a professional basketball player making basketball shots. And with that, stay drunk, everyone.
Stay drunk.